Trump admin threatens to defund sex ed programs in 46 states, territories over inclusion of gender ideology. By Catherine Hamilton on August 26, 2025. The Trump administration is demanding that dozens of states and territories remove gender ideology from sex education programs or risk losing millions in federal funding. The Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, Administration for Children and Families, ACF, announced Tuesday that 46 states, U.S. territories, and Washington, D.C., are on notice to strip all references to gender ideology from their Personal Responsibility Education Program, PREP, in 60 days. The student programs are aimed at preventing teenage pregnancy and sexually transmitted infections. Accountability is coming, Acting Assistant Secretary Andrew Gradison said in a statement. Federal funds will not be used to poison the minds of the next generation or advance dangerous ideological agendas. The Trump administration will ensure that PrEP reflects the intent of Congress, not the priorities of the left. States and territories stand to lose more than $81 million combined in federal grant funding, according to the ACF. The department said failure to comply will result in the withholding, suspension, or termination of federal PrEP funding. This action reflects the Trump administration's ongoing commitment to protecting children from attempts to indoctrinate them with delusional ideology, HHS said in a news release. The department's announcement comes less than a week after HHS terminated California's PrEP grant over the state's refusal to remove gender ideology from its program. HHS said at the time that California had used taxpayer money to teach curricula that could encourage kids to contemplate mutilating their genitals, altering their body, through hormone therapy, adding or removing breast tissue, and changing their name. HHS said the state also instructed teachers to remind students that some men are born with female anatomy. The California Department of Public Health, CDPH, claimed in response to the termination that its PrEP curriculum is medically accurate, comprehensive, and age-appropriate, He Hill reported. President Donald Trump has issued several executive orders seeking to restore biological truth to the federal government after the Biden administration's radical embrace of gender ideology. On Trump's first day back in office, he signed an order proclaiming that the U.S. only recognizes two sexes, male and female. These sexes are not changeable and are grounded in fundamental and incontrovertible reality, the order reads. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecat_Hamilton.